Unmapping the Renaissance, Radio Papesse live stream.
So linear global thinking is Carl Schmitt's expression. When he wrote The Nomos of the Earth in the 50s, early 50s, he came up with this wonderful metaphor, global linear thinking, to say just that since the 16th century, the world was mapped according to the European interests. So global linear thinking was how the European, through five centuries, mapped the world and remapped the world according to they fought among themselves, etc. So global linear thinking is how the globe was structured since then. And global linear thinking is linked to the emergence of international relation, because there was no international relation before the 16th century. We have divine law, we have human law, we have natural law among the Roman, but international law was needed. And so the whole thing was mapped, and then since then was a question of remapping according to the imperial fight until, let's say, about 2000. So what happened in 2000, and that is the second part of my title, from global thinking, so that the rest of the world that was mapped for 500 years began to realize that we were mapped, and we don't like that. What you find today is all kind of responses to that Eurocentric mapping of the world, and I give you a few examples. Some are legal, let's say, responses, like Russia and China. Russia more in the political arena with the question of Ukraine, China economically, the BRICS. So that's in the sphere of economic and political arena. The illegal will be the cartel. Why the cartel is important? Because this kind of global linear thinking and what goes together with Western civilization and modernity created two monsters. One, the economic monster, so the cartel is basically that. I mean, what is the difference between drugs as a commodity and Toyota as a commodity or Gucci as a... And what is the difference between legal delinquency and illegal delinquency? So that's what the cartel do. I mean, they are kind of illegal delinquent to make money. The Islamic State is a kind of political monster in the sense that, well, if you have a state, we want to have a state too. I mean, you don't allow us, but we manage to do it. So, and then you have all the kind of what we call the civil society, according to the liberal, we have all this kind of awakening of identities, like racial ethnicity identities, sexual identities, national identities, religious, etc. So, briefly, from global linear thinking is that the world was mapped by European imperial state, and that cannot longer be sustained. And what we are doing now is a kind of multipolar world in which people realize that we don't want to be modern in that way. We don't like to be governed anymore. We don't like to get instruction from the White House, from the European Union Central Bank, from IMF, etc. So this is the kind of the frame of the talk.
Unmapping the Renaissance, a symposium initiated and organized by artist Marichen Danz, by Angelika Stepken of Villa Romana in Florence, and Eva Maria Trollenberg of the Kunsthistorisches Institut in Florence, Max Planck Institute. Unmapping the Renaissance, Radio Papesse live stream.